Thank you. Representative Flood, Senator Collins, I'm Doug Thomas. Oh, and members of the Appropriations Committee and what's left, I guess, of the Transportation Committee. I'm Doug Thomas, and I represent Senate District 27, which includes six towns in Somerset County, all of Piscataquis County, and northern Penobscot County from Millinocket to the Aroostook County line. And I'm here today to present LD 420, an act to authorize a general fund bond issue to fund building a container port on Sears Island. And let me start right off by saying I realize that the chances of getting a general fund bond issue of the size that I've proposed is somewhere between nil and none. Okay? And I'm going to need some help with this bill. But my goal is to move this project forward. And this probably needs to be a revenue bond or some kind of a study for the Department of Transportation. And I'm open to any ideas, because I really do want to move this project forward. We've been talking about this since I can remember it. It's kind of like the East-West Highway. And if we'd have built this 40 years ago when we first started talking about it, think about how much different the economy in Maine would be. Think about all kinds of things that would happen if this had been done. A few years ago, an agreement was signed giving a conservation easement on 600 acres of Sears Island to environmental groups, leaving 300 acres open for port development. And I'm afraid if we don't just start developing some of that port, the agreement is going to get stale, and we're never going to see the port that we so desperately need. There are many reasons that port on Sears Island will help our economy, and maybe the biggest reason is something that we've talked about here today. It's freight rail. This facility would generate traffic for Maine's freight railroads. Transportation costs in Maine are extremely high for two reasons. We're a long ways from our markets, and we have terrible freight rail service. Railroads for years have seen traffic volumes so low they can't afford to maintain the service that we need here in Maine. A container port on Sears Island will generate more traffic for these railroads, allowing them to improve service to all of Maine. And something else that probably most people don't know, Searsport is one of the few places in the eastern United States where you can get a double-stack container train from the port to the Midwest and the West Coast. You can't do that from Boston, and you can't do that from New York because of the low bridges. So this is a lot more viable port than a lot of people would have you know. And ports on the West Coast are filling up quickly. They're crowded. The container ports on the West Coast have all the freight they can handle, and times they'll have ships stacked up waiting to get in. And that makes this a perfect time to invest in a port on Sears Island. That, plus there is more money sitting on the sidelines now, and I'm sure you read about it every day, looking for a place to invest. And this really needs to be one of those private-public partnerships, because we'll never get it done as a government project, and without some kind of public involvement. After all, we own the facility. We probably won't get it done as a strictly private project. Many of the businesses here in Maine use containers now, and they have to truck them to Boston or Canada. That means you go to Boston, you get the can, you go somewhere to a rail siding, and you get the empty can, and you take it to a mill, and you fill it up. Hardwood lumber is a good example. There's lots of hardwood lumber that's shipped by container, and you have to go pick that can up somewhere, and then you have to get it back to the port. Kate Street Capital purchased Great Northern Paper. That's a business in my district. And they've restarted the mill in East Millinocket, and they're going to make paper. And for now, that paper is going to Europe. And I believe 100% of the production is going to Europe. And the mill in East Millinocket makes the best newsprint and advertising paper in the world, is what I'm told. And they're getting a premium price for this in Europe. There's a direct line, rail line, from the mill in Millinocket to the port in Searsport. And we were up there the other day to celebrate the opening of the mill, and there's rail cars full of this paper. Cade Street Capital also plans to turn wood waste, something that we also heard about today, into a product called biocoal or torrefied wood. And again, that's a product that they will make into pellets. What they do is they heat wood and take the gas off, burn the gas to heat the wood, make that into a pellet that's black and looks a lot like coal, and they grind it up and they mix it with coal, and they burn it in power plants that already burn coal because there's no sulfur and there's no mercury in the wood and in the wood pellets in the torrefied wood. So they can mix that in to reduce the emissions, and they can also use it to reduce the greenhouse gases, because with wood you're just recycling greenhouse gases. You're not taking captured carbon that's been stored for millennia and burning it. This is wood that is going, trees that are going to fall down, they're going to rot, and that's going to go back into the atmosphere. So, and that's, most of that has a European market. And those direct rail lines from Millinocket to Searsport, that's a logical place to export that. It would go on one rail line, go right to Searsport, and at one time, Great Northern Paper, and I can remember it because I worked for them, employed 4,000 people. 4,000 people. East Millinocket had the second highest family income in the state of Maine at that time. And now they're one of the highest unemployment rates in Maine, and at times recently have been over 20%. And developing the port on Sears Island will make it easier for these mills to succeed and grow, providing jobs for that area. Many other manufactured items in Maine are sold on international markets, and a port on Sears Island will lower shipping costs for all of Maine. Recently, I read an article that Caterpillar Tractor told the state of Illinois that their next factory was going to be built in a place that had access to an open port facility, an ocean port facility. I forwarded the article, by the way, to George Gervais at Economic and Community Development, and he's been pursuing it, but I see they're going to build their factory in Georgia. So if they're saying that they must be at a port facility or near a port facility, if Caterpillar says that, then how many other companies are thinking the same thing? How many opportunities are we missing? Because you hear every day about global markets and how markets are all global. And so if we're going to connect, if Maine is going to be connected to the global market, and Maine is closer to Europe, I think by 2 days sailing time, and believe it or not, we're closer to most of the ports in South America, or a lot of the ports in South America, because when you sail around that Brazil, then you have to sail so far west to get to New York or Boston, it's actually shorter to come to Maine, believe it or not. Finally, I want to make it clear that funding for the Sears Island port should not come from the general fund. The Department of Transportation should have a chance to sell this project and find private developers. My goal here is to develop the port and find someone to run it, not to borrow a bunch of money. And I'm not an expert in these matters, but I do know that we need to do something for our economy, and I can't think of a single project that would help us more over a period of time. So I'll be happy to answer any questions that I can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator.